Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now on Masechet Bav Metzia, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Continuing with our exploration of what happens when land has been wrongly taken and now it's been returned. Ara Hadra Peri Mai. So in the case such as the one that we just saw, where the fellow went on behalf of a woman, that was the case there, to her kinsman to buy his land, and he said, "Will she agree to sell the land back to me?" And he said, "I suppose so." Then we agreed that lo gamar makni, that the seller wasn't really intending to sell it, and it really looks like a loan. And as a result of that, ribit is going to kick in. So now, ara hadra peri mai. So we're going to restore the land back to him. Question is, what about the peirot that she's eaten from the land? So do we say ribit ktutzahavu, it's a set ribit, ribit d'oraita, v'yotzin b'dayanim, which means beitin can confiscate it, or dilma ki avak ribitavu, we consider it like avak ribit, because it didn't really come through in the form of a loan, that may be the reason. It also may be because there wasn't a set amount of that was determined, and therefore it's a vakribit ve'en yotzin. And therefore, if she wants to pay it, that's fine, but we can't force it. Let's see. Amar Rabbi Rav Huna, mistabra ki avakribit havu. It seems that it should be like avakribit ve'en yotzin b'dayanin. V'chein amar Rava ki avakribit havu ve'en yotzin b'dayanin. Okay. Amar Abaye l'Rabba. So Abaye turns to Rabba and asks him, mashkanta mai. How would we deal with a mashkanta? Here it was a sale that just wasn't a legit sale. But what about a mashkon, a lien in which somebody is sitting on the property, the lender is sitting on the property, and he's eating the perot. Tatam time amai. Abaye says, what was the reason that the conclusion was? In the case of the Navla case, the perot cannot be extracted, and it's only a vakribit. Mishum de lo katzle, is it because they didn't set a particular amount? Hachanami lo katzle, and same thing with a mashkon. Odil mahatam zvine hachalva. Maybe the difference is because that in the case of Navla, that was an attempted sale, but here it's a straight up loan, and therefore ribit would attach. Amar le hatam tamamai mishum de lo katzle. Rabbi said, no, the reason that they considered it only a vakribit was because there was no set amount. Hachanami lo katzle. And therefore, even in the case of a mashkon, when the fellow is eating perot, there was no set amount given, and therefore, the classic ribit, which is, I'll give you $1,000, give me back $1,100, isn't there, and there it's a vakribit. But amar papi, avad arvina uvda v'chashi v'apek pere. This goes back to the Navla case, the Navla type case. Ravina actually ruled that in the case of a supposed sale that wasn't really a sale, that the land goes back to the seller, and that the peirot are extracted by Beit Din. The Loka Rav Bar Avuna, he ruled against Rav Bar Avuna, against the Rava, that it was a vakribit, it was considered ribit ktutza, and that means that ribit ktutza doesn't mean what the words mean, which is a set amount, but rather, since there was straight up ribit that you were getting, meaning, I have this land, and I'm going to give it back to you, which means that the money was really a loan, and if I ate perot, then that means I'm getting a benefit for lending you the money, and that's taken away. I'm Rei Rav Yosef Mishmei de Rava. So he quoted, he said, Hamashkanta ba'atra de Masalki. Now, they would have different customs, we'll read all about this here, with a mashkon. In some places, the custom was that if I, the lender, took your land as a mashkon, you gave it to me as a mashkon, and that the minute that you came up with the cash, you would come up and pay me, I would have to leave the land. That's a masalke. If that's the case, then achal shir zuze, if I got peirot worth the amount of the loan, misalkinenle, then we can immediately drive me off the land without any payment, because basically I've already used it all up. So if I gave you $1,000 of a loan and you gave me some land, the minute I use $1,000 worth of the field or devour it, I can be kept and kicked off the land. Achal tfei, but if I eat more than that, lo mafkinemine, we cannot take the egg. We throw me off the land, we cannot take the excess, because that is simply avakribit. And by the way, we also don't transfer to another loan. So let's say the borrower has two loans out, and one of them there's a mashkon, and the lender sat on the field, devoured what was in the original loan, and then devoured more. So we don't then count that towards the other debt. The other debt is separate, and that you owe, and it's not diminished by this. Uvadiyatme, but if the borrower's yatomim, which means a man borrowed money, gave the lender some land, and then the man died, and now his heirs are in that position. So if the lender ate the amount of the loan, we get him off. If he eats more, then we seize that extra from him and return it to them. And we also, if they had, let's say, two loans with him, they can also transfer it to the second loan, unlike what we do with adults and with the living person himself. So Ravashi said, based on the ruling that you had said, that in a normal case, we do not seize the extra. So if that's the case, that means we're considering this we beat. So therefore, if the guy ate the 1,000, we don't throw him off the land without you paying him something. And so you have to pay him some amount in order to get him off the land, even though he's eaten it full up. My tama, why? Saluki below zuzi apuke minehu. That with getting rid of him without seizing the loan, have avak ribit. Right? Avak ribit ene yotza b'dayonim. So now, the extra peyrot that he would eat is avak ribit. We don't seize that b'dayonim. And therefore, you have to pay extra, it would look like avak ribit. Because by throwing him off the land, by having him leave the land without you paying it, it then is a problem, because having him leave the land is really an issue for avak ribit and ene yotza b'dayonim. So by your paying something, it doesn't have to be the full amount, you're paying some amount, then that's how you masalik him. Ava Rav Ashi ovda b'yatomim k'tanim. So Rav Ashi actually ruled in a case where we had minor orphans who were heirs to the loan, kigdolim, and he dealt with them as if they were adults, and therefore was not motzi. He didn't get the guy off the land without paying the loan off. Okay, I'm a rabbi of Yosef Hibay Durava. Hi Mashkanta. So again a Mashkon, Ba'atra de Masalki, in a location where the custom is to drive the guy off the land when the borrower gives him the cash. Lo nechol ela b'nichyata. The lender cannot eat peyrot unless we have nichyata. And nichyata means that you pay a certain amount, let's say every year, to diminish from the debt, right? Which means that we consider that every year that he's on it, we diminish from the debt, and then he's allowed to eat the peyrot. But if the lender is a tzurim rabbanan, it's a talmid chacham, then he should not even eat that way, as Rashi points out, because he has to be holier and has to be kind of above that. So that's the only way that he could eat it. Bikitsuta. We'll see what kitsuta is in a minute. Now, ha nechol amanav kitsuta sharia. That's if you hold that kitsuta is mutar. But there's an opinion that says it's asur. We'll see what that means. Ma'ika lemeimar. Deidmar. Here we go. Kitsuta. Pligi ravachav ravino. Machloket. Chadamar kitsuta sharia. Chadamar kitsuta asira. So they have a machloket. Hey chidami kitsuta. So now let's get to it. What is a kitsuta? De'amar lei. Ad chameshnin achil nala balon achiata. So I give you the land, and you say for the first 5 years, I'm going to eat peyrot from the land without nachyata, without considering it to be eating into the debt. Mikan ve'elach shamina lach kula peri. After that point, we'll count as much peyrot as I've eaten and consider that keneged the debt. Ikadamri, so that's a kitsuta. Ikadamri, some people say, kol b'lo nachyata asur. Without even the first year doing nachyata, it's asur. You're not allowed to eat peyrot. Aval hechidami kitsuta, so what's kitsuta? Damarle ar chameshni nachil nam nachyata. For the first 5 years, I'll eat it with just this nikui of a set amount per year, $50, $100, whatever it is, off the debt. Mikan ve'elach shemin alach kulu peri. Afterwards, then we'll count it even, the amount that I eat will come out of the debt. So Manda Sabra Kamaita. So remember, we had a machloket of Kitzuta Asir or Muteret or Sharia. The one who says it's Asur would say it's Asur in the first case, but Shari Batraita. As long as there's a Nikui from the first year on, would he matter it? But Mandas Batraita, but if you hold Kitsuta as the second version, and remember somebody said it's Asur, so Hechi Shari Lamechal, that would mean even with Nachyata, he couldn't eat, according to the one who says Asur, how would we ever be Mutar? So, and evidently it was very common for them to be Ochel Perot, so we gotta figure out how this works. Shari ki Mashkanta de Surah, the famous Mashkanta de Surah, de Katvi Bahachi. The minig in Surah was when somebody took a Mashko and they would write the following. Mishlam Shnaya Elaine Tepok Ara Dobalok Saf. They'd actually write it into the loan. This field is given as a mashkon, and when these years are up, the land goes back to the original owner without paying any money. And so that, therefore, he can eat perot because that for that period of time, it's as like a mecher to him. Papa Ravuna Beredu of Yeshua Amri Tavai. They said, Hai Mashkanta, Ba'atra de Masalki, again, where the custom is to be Masalik. Again, which means if the borrower comes up with the money even early, he can drive the lender off the field by just paying him. Ein Balchov Govehimena. That means if there's a Balchov of the lender, meaning the lender is also a debtor to somebody, his balchov can't seize the field, because at any time the borrower can come and get his field back. If the lender who's sitting on the land dies during that time, his bechor does not get pishnaim of that field if it ever goes through, because it's not because the din is that a bechor is not notel pishnaim. And this is ra'ui only to come after mitah. Ushvit mishamatata. And by the way, this loan is canceled by shvit because this is not called lending on a mashkon. The rule in Masachet Shvit is hamal v'al mashkon ain shvit mishamatato, because it's as if there's really no loan there because I got a mashkon. It's not considered a mashkon because since the custom is that the borrower can at any point pay and get the guy off the land, it's like a son of Mashkon. V'atra de lo masalki. But now flip it. In those places where the custom was that you cannot drive the guy off the land, and he stays on the land for X amount of years, Balchov gove menu. So that means Balchov of the lender can seize it from him. B'chor el tepishnaim, if he dies, then his b'chor gets pishnaim of that. And ein shvit mishamatata. Then Shmita does not cancel it, because it really is a Mashkon. Again, in those places where they're masalik, you can throw them off the land, even the dates that fall onto the mat. They would put a mat on the ground around the date trees, and dates that fall, they'd be collected on the mat. You could even seize those. But if the lender, just before you paid him the money, put them in a basket, then they're his. We had this machloka in the previous perek. If you say that the buyer's kalim inside the property of the seller is what's in there is the property of the buyer, then even if the lender did not put them into the basket, kananu, because the minute they fell on his mat, that's kalim shalokeach, and they're his. All right. Pshita ma'atur masalki v'amar lo mistalakna. So we start out with this. In a place where the custom is to throw the guy off the land, and the guy says from the get-go, I'm going to lend you this money, but I'm not going to allow you, the condition is that you cannot then come with the money and get me off the land until X amount of years. Ha'amar lo mistalakna. That's pretty simple. They made that agreement. Here's what we want to ask. Elaba'atra de lo masalki, in a place where the custom is that you can't drive him off the land, v'amar mistalakna, but the lender says, you know what, you come with the money, the minute you get it, I'll get off the land. My, what's the question? So ich l'mikra minei olo. Do you have to make a kinyan when getting the land back because it's really against the local custom, or do you not need to because after all it was your land that's coming back? So Rav Papa Amar lo tzorich l'mikra minei, Rav Shish Brei Ravidi Amar tzorich l'mikra minei. So we have this machloket. V'hilchata tzorich l'mikra minei. The halacha is like Rav Sheshet that you do have to make the kinyan. Amar eizel va'ayte zuze lo achil. If the guy says I'm bringing money, then the lender has to stop eating perot. He's done. Ezel ve'etrach v'ayti zuzi. If he says, I'm going to go and try to raise the money, then Ravi Amar achil. Ravina says he can still eat because the borrower doesn't have the money. So the Ravina Amar yamar lo achil, and Rehilchata lo achil, we rule that you can't eat. The minute he expresses his readiness to come with the money, he's just getting it together, that's already the end. Kana papra v'ashi lo achli menichyata. They would not eat, as we saw earlier, Tzavim Rabbanan, b'nichyata. But Ravina achli b'nichyata. When Ravina was a lender, and he was sitting on somebody's land, and they did this nichyata where every year the X amount would come off the debt, Ravina would eat. Ramazutram tamad amanda achli b'nichyata. What's Ravina's reason? Mi didahave astei achuza, just like stei achuza. You've got to remember, the problem with nichyata is that it's a set amount, $50 a year. It might be even a token amount. And the payroll may be way more than that. So Ravina says, look, it's no different than a stei achuza. What's the din of stei achuza in the very end of Sefer Vayikra, the yun in Masachat Arachin, is that if you are makdish stei achuza, your own ancestral land in Israel, and then you want to redeem it, you redeem it by paying a certain amount per year going towards Yovel. But it's a set amount. Zerach chomer kusorim b'chamishim shekel kasef. Right? And so the machshiv, you know, machashev, how much that is per year. So now, stay achuz al fagav deka achil peretuva, even though you eat a lot of perot, amarachmana, kaparik la barbazuzi, you still just pay the arbazuz per year. Achanami lo shas, the same thing with nechnyata, I can eat as much perot as I want, and I'll be reduced by a small amount. Umanda, sorry, what about the three chachamim refused? Amarlach, stay achuz hektishi, that's hektish. Rachmana ukme pinyon, the Torah says, that's good enough for me, because you're giving it to God. Ha-chal-vahi, but here it's a loan. O-mech-se-karibit, it looks exactly like karibit, because I'm eating $1,000 worth of payroll this year, and lowering your debt by $50. Looks exactly like karibit. Okay, Amar Rashi. Amar li save de matemachse, the elders of matemachse told me, stam mashkanta shata, the default length of a mashkon is a year. Lamainaf Kamina, who cares? After all, it depends on when the guy pays it and how you structure the loan. The answer is, that means that if the lender has been on it for a year and using it, you can move him off with paying him. Meaning, even in a place where Lomasalki, but if it's not a year, you can't push him off. So he quotes the Save de Matamachsia with something else. What does the word Mashkanta mean? The Shchuna Gabei. Mashkanta from the word Shachen, which means that he's a neighbor. Who cares what the etymology is? The answer is the Dina de Bar Mitzra. Meaning, if I have land, and I borrowed money from you, and I gave you, we assigned piece of plot X as the Mashkon, you're now considered to be the resident there, which means if somebody is selling land right next to it, you have right of first refusal as a Bar Mitzra, even though it's not your land, you're not living there, because the Mashkon makes you like a presence. Okay. Amar Rava, Leitechata lo ketarshe papunai. If you remember a couple shiurim ago, we talked about Rav Papa and his Tarsha. And this goes back to the issue of Mecher. When Rav Papa would sell beer in advance, he said, my Tarsha is very good. Because he would sell beer in advance, and he would say, look, I don't need the cash. So the fact that I'm giving them a better price months before the beer is ready is not rebate now, as if I would charge them more by letting them pay later, and therefore it's good. We said, we don't accept that. That still is a problem of rebate. V'lok b'shitre mechozanoi, the shtarot that are written in mechoza, we'll see what that's about. V'lok hachire narshoi, or the chakirut, which is sharecropping that's done in Nersh. Let's see what that is. Katashra papunai, katashra papa. I mentioned that already. Shitre mechozanoi, de zakfile l'ravcha akarno. What happens is, they make a deal, and they buy stuff, and then they sell it to the salesman. And what they do is they take, let's say, the anticipated profit of it, and they write it as a shtar chov that they owe the guy. And chatvile v'shtara. So the problem is mi yemer d'haver ravcha. Who says there's going to be a profit? And then this turns into a rebate problem of giving them the money. Rabbah meir l'Rashi, abba avid hachi. So it's kind of a strange story. A Mamer's son said, my father does this. And when they come to him with the shtar, he believes them. I'm like, Tenachechad Italy, that's if the guy's around. What happens if the fellow dies and the shtar comes to his Yitomim and they don't know what's going on? So what are you going to do? And then this kind of sad piece, Havekishkagai Shiotzam Efrei Shalit, Pasuk in Kohelet says, sometimes the governor says something erroneously, and as a result of that, a whole law gets written, and it's like he opened his mouth too wide, v'nachnaf shen emeimar, and so a memer died. Chakira Nershai, what was the last case? Chatvi hachi. Mishkin leplonya ar eleplonya. What'd they do? They say, Plony was a mashkin his land to Amoni. V'hadar chakra mine, and then Amoni, and then Plony then came back and received it b'chakirut from him. So what happens is that Abel has land. Baker wants money. So Baker borrows money from Abel. Sorry. Baker has land and Baker wants to borrow money from Abel. So Abel, then holds on to some of Baker's land. Baker then comes back and makes a Kenyan Chakirut where he's the sharecropper on it, which means sitting on his own land now. So Emer Knaya de Akne Niele. So the question is, when was Abel ever Konet that Baker is Konet back? That's the problem. So, Vayina the Kakat Vihachi, but there's a solution. What do? They write, Kanina Mineva Shahina Kama Idoni. So, Abel bought it and held on to it for several seasons. Vara Chakara. So, that's alright. Abel always reconed it by being on it for several seasons. Then it was Choker it back. So, Kadesha, though, Tino, let the Befei Lovin Shapir Dami. We allow that because we want to allow people that, we want, encourage people to lend money. And if people know that they can lend money and they can have access to the land that way, then, it's good, but in the final analysis, Lav Miltahi, that we actually do not allow it because it wasn't really, really Kinyan, and therefore it looks all like Rebid. Okay, we'll pick it up with the next Mishnah on Daf Samachet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.